Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Air Comfort Service, heating, cooling, and insulation. Weather.
Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray.
I can't say it any better than that. We've got the man on the phone this morning. Dave Murray, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Yes, sir. You know, fortunately for us, I've got Kim St. Ange working in here with me now. She was a reporter at Channel 4. She's already volunteered to go to the Tam Avenue overpass
on Monday
morning.
No, Dave, don't listen to him.
Oh, no. That's a St. Louis tradition. You have to be there.
I've done that.
There.
I've paid my dues.
She's trying to avoid that, Dave.
I can't imagine anybody in St. Louis television who hasn't been on that on that bridge. We're looking for it.
Man, it's the truth. It is absolutely the truth. So I asked Tricia to reach out to you because obviously there's a lot of forecasting going on right now. And
yep.
When I heard somebody talking about this yesterday, the front in question hadn't even made landfall in the U.S. yet. So what do you see?
It still hasn't. It still hasn't, and that is the key. The storm is still off the northwest coast. It makes landfall probably about 9 o'clock tonight, our time. And until that happens, there's a lot of variables.
Okay.
Once that happens, it comes over the Rockies, it gets sheared apart because of the tall mountain peaks, and then it reforms in the central plains. The exact location of that reform is critical. And because of that, the overall track across Missouri and Illinois is still fuzzy. And that's why you're going to hear a lot of variations in ideas. You're not going to get this thing nailed down until probably Saturday night, believe it or not.
Wow.
That's how fast this will kind of unravel. And a shift as little as 10 to 15 miles in that track thinking will make a big shift in how it produces weather across St. Louis.
Wow. All right. So that's a good tease.
You want the details?
Now I'm going to nail you down. What am I going to get in St. Charles?
Okay.
Mark, do you want to just give him your address and he can give you the exact forecast?
You can't believe how often that happens.
I'm sure it does.
All right. So let's break this down. I haven't changed a lot of my ideas yet because, again, the storm hasn't made landfall. But a winter storm watch, in effect, 6 p.m. Saturday night until 6 a.m. Monday morning. The track of the storm is all that's important in this. We should start to see snow break out ahead of this system in warm air that's coming up from the south. That should happen a little bit after midnight on Saturday night and then mix with sleet and freezing rain. So we're going to see snow, sleet, freezing rain after midnight Saturday night, a mix of snow, sleet, freezing rain, all day on Sunday, throughout the day. There might be little gaps where it doesn't do much of anything, but it's around all day. A change to all snow on the backside of the storm as it lifts away, that would be late Sunday afternoon until about midnight on Sunday night. And then the storm pulls away rather quickly Monday morning, but its effects will be all over us. There's a fine line between all snow, a mix of snow, sleet, freezing rain, and then just all ice. Right now, I think we're in the middle of it, which is tradition here in St. Louis.
Yep.
So we've got that mix of moisture. And then I'm going to go with somewhere by midnight Sunday night. So this would be as the storm is winding down. We should see about 5 inches of snow and ice here in the St. Louis area. The more ice we get, the less snow, obviously, we're going to see. South of St. Louis, let's think of DeSoto, Sparta, Mount Vernon line. It's mainly sleet and freezing rain. There's some real ice concerns there. North of St. Louis, think Columbia, Ellsbury, Carlinville line, all snow. And there's some sleet could mix in, but it's mainly all snow the way I see it right now. Could see about 10 inches of snow.
Wow.
Again, this thing is not cast in stone yet. If anybody says it is, they're lying to you.
Oh, I know. I've been warning people. I'm like, we're going to try to nail Dave down on this. But if this thing hasn't even made landfall yet, I've heard you say right. that 1,000 times. We got to wait for it to get across the Rockies, right?
Right. Yeah. That you know, if you don't follow those rules, any forecaster out there, any meteorologist doesn't follow those rules, yeah, might as well just throw it in the trash.
But any model you're looking at right now doesn't have the immediate St. Louis metro getting upwards of 10, 12 inches of snow. We're
just
more
north.
But we're more in like 5 or 6, right?
I like the 5 number right now as one number. One thing I do want to stress here, models are not forecasting.
Right.
They are guidance. I am not a model wonk. I do not trust models any more than I could throw them across the room. You have to make a forecast first, and then you go look at the models, not the other way around. And if you do it the other way around, you're going to die by the models.
Yeah, well, we've always appreciated that about you, Dave. That's why I wanted to get you on here this morning. So, you're thinking by Saturday night if people need to be, they're going to get a more accurate estimate of what's going on.
Yeah, I think as we go through Saturday afternoon, things will start to come in very clear, but it will be like a lot of these storm systems in St. Louis. They'll be fine-tuning even during the event. But if you have plans, I would say that Saturday evening is probably okay. But once you get past midnight Saturday night into Sunday morning, we're really living on borrowed time.
Yeah.
Sunday does not look like a very pretty day. And because there's a lot of cold air coming in behind this, I think Monday morning, depending on the road crews, and that's always a big dependable, Monday morning could be a real mess in St. Louis.
Well, just to rub salt in the wound for us, where you are living, what's the temperature like?
Oh, it's chilly. It's about 51.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I knew you were going to say something about it. I knew it would be over 40 if you're saying it's chilly.
Oh, that's great.
One thing, you know, for folks who don't know, I'm in Laguna Beach, California now. I haven't been retired from TV now for over 6 years. But there's 4 seasons out here. There is winter here. And, you know, we can get down into the mid-40s. That's chilly.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's a problem. Are you surprised, Dave, historically? I mean, are we getting our first big snowfall late, or is that just my perception of it?
No, I think, you know, a lot of us who have grown up in the St. Louis area, been in St. Louis for a long, long time, kind of remember snows in early December. But when you really look at the climatology, we want to get past Christmas. It's January, it's February, and into March where we see, whatever we're going to see, that's usually when we see it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, we appreciate you giving us a little bit of time this morning to kind of nail this thing a little bit down, and we won't hold you to it too much till we get to Saturday.
No, hold me to it. Just hold me to it.
Dave, have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Anytime.
Talk to you soon. Dave Murray there, chief meteorologist. I love Dave's always had that attitude, though. I don't look at the models. You got to do your forecast, do your work. It's pretty easy to just take the National Weather Forecast model and go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm sure that happens far too often.
I'm sure it does. There you have it, though. Straight from the horse's mouth there, from Dave Murray, and he'll be tweaking that as we get closer. But Kim's already thinking about that warm cup of cocoa on Monday morning, and she's broadcasting from her house.
Sounds great.
Ethan and I'll be here. Nothing will be open, Ethan. I won't even be able to bring us any food. We'll all be locked down.
We'll have to find something.
Yeah, sure we will. Probably out of the vending machine, no doubt. All right, quick break here. We're going to be back in just a minute. Stay tuned.